KZSU Stanford, this is your host, Maddie K. Thank you, Carpe Diem. I apologize there if I cut you off a little early, but I am super stoked because today in the studio, I have special guest Michael Vang playing live on The Independent Mind. Right now, you're tuned into 90.1 FM. That is KZSU Stanford. We're going to let Michael give him a few minutes to tune it up, to prepare. We'll give you a couple quick songs, or at least one at the top of your hour. This is KZSU Stanford. It's 11 a.m. and you're tuned into 90.1 FM KZSU.
Came from Northern California. You love to ride the trains. Had a handmade beat-up leather bag where he kept all his childhood pains. Left his mama and his daddy when he was barely 16. You know, he never really followed money, he never really had a dream. Love the thought of drifting, to live by no man's plan. Solitude is freedom, yeah. The road made him a man. From coast to coast, across every state, on Pacific Illinois. He saw every town he ever dreamt about since he was a little boy. He ended up down in New Orleans working on a Folsom farm. He took LSD and danced all night. Yeah, you know he met a woman that made him calm. Love the thought of drifting, to live by no man's plan. Solitude is freedom. Road made him a man. Yes, it did. Something deep inside of him changed when he saw her face. She knew him well from another time and place. You know, they woke up with the sun one day and the traveling days were done. He settled down in the shotgun house down on Bayou St. John. Love the thought of drifting, live by no man's land. Solitude is freedom, yeah. The road made him a man. Name.
so. Ride that river to the Mississippi so. If you mind that river long enough, you get Louisiana gold. You get Louisiana gold. You get Louisiana gold. You get Louisiana gold.
KZSU Stanford.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
KZSU Stanford. This is your host, Matty K, on the mic. Started out the first little intro song. Band sounds a lot like the Allman Brothers, in my opinion. But that was Anders Osborne, the track Louisiana Gold off latest album, Black Eye Galaxy. Just wanted to give our special host, guest player Michael Vang a few minutes just to tune to get, you know, into his zone. He is a special guest. He will be playing today live on KZSU in just a few moments. But if you like that last tune, that is a lot of kind of the genre of music I play on the show, The Independent Mind, on 11 to noon Wednesdays. That's right now. For those of you driving on the 101 or the 280 or whatever, getting through your hump day. So why don't we go ahead and introduce Michael. Michael, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Michael Vang.
And you're a Stanford student?
I am a Stanford student.
And you are a musician?
Yes, pursuing a musician.
Do you study music?
I have in the past, but not religiously, so not yet.
What are you doing at Stanford?
I am a drama major. I'm an actor here.
Okay. So you're being yourself.
Yeah.
And other characters at times.
Yes.
But a little bit of yourself in each of your characters.
Definitely.
And a little bit of yourself in your music, we hope.
A lot.
All of yourself.
All of myself.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. What do you have? What is the first song that you would like to share with us today? If you feel comfortable.
Yes. Oh, please. Oh my gosh. This is the first song. Is called Tranquilo, and it's very special to my heart because I took a quarter off last year from Stanford, and I went traveling with my best friend, and we wrote it together, and that's when I first started playing guitar. It was about a year ago. And we came up with this song on a farm.
Awesome. Go ahead. No.
Wait, my dear, don't go, he says. We run from fear, he knows. The seasons change round and round, but our love remains in one soft sound. You may say find another. All we need is time, my lover. Sweat and tears combine together. You just want what's mine forever. Your words weren't saved from pure intent. My heart did break from their descent. The night came like a new beginning. Your touch was soft, your words were willing. Tranquilo, tranquilo, he says.
say with me, Tranquilo, Tranquilo, I go. Can't you see, can't you see? Lover blinded you. Your words weren't saved from pure intent. My heart did break from their descent. The night came like a new beginning. Your touch was soft, your words so willing. Tranquilo, tranquilo, he says. Stay with me, Tranquilo, Tranquilo, I go. Can't you see, Tranquilo, 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 Tranquilo.
Thank you, Michael Vang. That was just lovely. That's the first song I've ever heard you play. I was supposed to be at Michael's last show, which was Monday night at the Enchanted Broccoli Forest. For those of you unfamiliar with Stanford campus, it is not actually a forest. That is one of the is it co-op?
It is a co-op.
Co-op on campus. Co-op being a big house where people cook and clean and live together. And Michael had a performance there. How was it? Can you describe what it was like?
I want to say it was indescribable. It was the best time of my life, and I was so excited about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it was my first show.
Your first show ever?
Yes.
How long have you been playing?
So for about a year, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe the music has been within me since my birth, but I haven't really listened in to myself until now. Yeah.
And what caused you to pick up the guitar? And what caused you to express this passion that's been within you, you know, just over the past year, and not earlier, or you know.
Well,
was there a moment?
There was a moment, and it was in South America when I saw this guitar. It was from the neighboring farm that I had been working on, and someone there was showing me how to play, and I just couldn't. I would play for hours. I'd had so much time to play, and then there was this moment when I was riding back on a bus to Peru, coming home, and I said to my friend, I said, oh, after like having learned these chords and developing Tranquilo, I said, I never want to compromise my music. And I think in that moment I realized that, not until now, that I was like a musician. Like, I didn't want to compromise my soul. My soul is my music, and I won't compromise that.
So you found a lot like about yourself on this trip, this time off from Stanford last year. What caused you to take the quarter off, or to just be on your own with your friend? That sounds really exciting, but at the same time, it's not what the average Stanford student does, I'd say.
So I was a sophomore. I didn't really know what I was majoring in. I had been talking with this genius, and he graduated, and he had this wild story about going abroad, and on his last day that he was supposed to come back to Stanford, he had woken up after a night of drinking with a plane ticket to Buenos Aires. And so he said he didn't remember buying it, but he was like, what the hey, I'm going to go. So he went and had this magnificent journey, and I talked with him, and it was right before my winter quarter, and I was feeling all these, like, confusions, and I was inspired, and I said to Anna, and Anna said to me, that's my friend, let's go, let's do this. And we just went on a kind of a whim. It was the dead week of my fall quarter, which is the week where you're supposed to study right before finals.
And you just went?
Yes.
And it changed you as a person? Or was it just a trip?
It's constantly changing me.
And it's still changing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Do you have any... So most of your music started from that experience?
Yes. And then the summer after, I went home to Fresno. And I didn't have a job. I was just at home, recouping. And that's where I think a lot of the rest of my music came from.
Cool. Do you have other songs to share?
I do.
What is the next one called? The first one was
Tranquilo.
Tranquilo. Okay.
Yes. This next one is called Running to Love. And this song I made over last summer.
To love, run into you.
Yeah.
And what was the song called?
Running to Love.
Running to Love.
Yeah.
That's great. That was It's a real catchy. I mean, both songs have been so far kind of stuck in my head a little bit. I've been tempted to turn on my mic and sing some sort of harmonize with you in some sort of way.
Yes.
Which brings me to my next question. You are currently a solo act. Are you looking to expand?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yes.
What are you looking for? Like, what kind of, you know, other musicians, other vocalists? What kind of band do you see yourself in?
I think I am looking for, right now it's still developing, but I know I want people, because I know that I feel music is a collective experience. And having my friend Anna, we wrote Tranquilo together, and we've written some other songs, and I've written some solo. But I find that collaboration is one of the most beautiful things about music, when it brings people together. And so I see myself hopefully learning to get really great at the guitar and the piano, and having a drummer and like a bass player. And
a drummer, you say?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do you know of any?
I've seen some. I've met some.
Okay.
Do I know any that are willing to play with me in a band? Not quite.
Well, see, the reason why I bring this up is because I've had other people perform live on my show before.
Yeah.
And I have this tendency to try to ask to be part of the band, because I used to, you know, back in my my middle school days, you know, the 5th through the 8th grade, I was a percussionist.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty familiar with how, you know, those little you know, those things work, you know, cowbell, triangle, cymbal player, crash cymbal. I mean, I dropped the crash cymbals once, but that was my only mistake. So if you're willing to take on a percussionist.
Maddie K, would I be willing? I would be so willing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's do a band. Let's make a band. So,
well, the thing is, the last guest I had on my show, they said that, and they never called me. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to make sure that this actually happens. For our listeners out there, actually, I guess you could ask to be part of the band as well.
Yeah.
Or perhaps ask Michael a question. The number to call is 650-723-9010. Michael Vang, will you be answering questions?
Yes, of course I will.
Michael will be answering questions. You can ask to be part of the band. I guess I'm part of the band now, so Michael and I will make a decision together whether you are cut out for the job. In the meantime, I'd like to share with you very quickly an announcement. Pacific Free Clinic is a Stanford-affiliated, student-run clinic that provides free health assessments, low-cost medication, education, and referrals for low-income, uninsured adults in the San Jose area. The clinic is open to all regardless of immigration status, with services provided in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Mandarin Chinese. PFC is located at Overfelt High School in San Jose. For more information, please visit pacific.stanford.edu or call 1-888-321-9972. Michael, what else do you have in your hat of tricks? Is that
yes,
a regular idiom?
It's a thing.
The reason why I said it, Michael is dressed up like a rock star right now. I know this is radio and you can't see him, but he has a leather jacket on, black leather jacket. He has this black, how would you describe that hat?
The hat
of tricks.
My hat of tricks, I might, it looks kind of like a showman magic, like cowboy hat.
But one that you can stick a feather in.
Exactly.
Frank Sinatra style. What else do you have for us, Michael?
So I have a song called Oh My Brother.
Okay.
Should we hear that?
If you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm really paying attention to these songs now, you know, trying to figure out these percussion parts,
yeah,
that I'm going to try to include.
Maddie K, this is incredible. This is collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah. That's right. Take it away, man.
Great. Find it, what you're searching for. The coming of heaven, the coming of war. What
will change when the ending sounds its call. The man behind the mirror gives his family take the fall. Look into me, my eyes red and scorched, my memories burning like flames dancing for the soldier left dying, the wounded abandoned, the kidnapped to crying, the orphan left stranded. Oh, 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 my brother. Oh, 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 my brother. Brother, I thought you should know. War, religion, drug cartels change the world so. Oh, my brother, I wish you could see the beauty now fading of what we used to be. Look into me, my eyes are red and scorched, my memories burning like flames dancing for the soldier left dying, the wounded abandoned, the kidnapped to crying, the orphan left stranded. Oh, 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 my brother. Oh, 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 my brother.
KZSU Stanford, you're tuned into 90.1 FM. That was another by Michael Vang. Michael, the phone was off the line, off the hook with questions. We had Leslie who wanted to know if you were looking... She had two questions.
Yes.
One, if you're looking up for backup dancers for the band that you and I are now a part of. And her second question, we will talk about, you know, this is going to be a... you know, decision that we'll have to really think about and consider and perhaps hold auditions or whatnot.
Definitely.
If we do decide, you know, this, we don't want to say that we've decided already, but you know, if we do decide. Second question Leslie had was whether, any of your songs were dedicated to anyone or inspired by anyone.
Definitely. I think so. Running to Love, that, I feel is a subconscious dedication to all of the people I've loved in my entire life. And I think sometimes music comes to you in these random inspirations because of all the history that you've experienced. So I feel like all of my music is definitely a dedication to someone or to something that I've experienced. And sometimes when I play it, it's a matter of getting specific and figuring that out as it comes to me. Also, I would say that all of my songs are dedicated to one of my friends, who actually reminds me a lot of you, Maddie K. She had an interest in music, good music, great music, all music's great. But she really had an ear for it, and her name was Alexi, and she's my best friend. And I would say that all my performances are dedicated to her and my mom and a collective bunch of women who inspire me to be who I am.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. About the backup dancers thing, we'll talk about it and we'll get back to caller. And I apologize if I missed previous calls. The light on our telephone here is currently not working. So please give us another call, 650-723-9010, if you have questions for Michael Vang or for me or for our band or for the show or for KZSU or for our general manager. Any sort of question you have, please don't hold back. Don't hold back. We're open. I also wanted to share with you that Michael's playing for us live now, but there's lots of live music going on in the area tonight. Songs for Snakes, another band that has played live on Wednesday Night Live at KZSU last year, will be playing RKRL, 52nd 6th Street in San Francisco with the Nielsen Rating in Grime City tonight. That's a 21 and older show. It starts at 9. In SF, at the Café du Nord, Ash Rider, Idea the Artist, and Jeremy Rook will be playing at 8 p.m. And at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco, Spooky Flowers, Moonshine Panda, playing at 8:30 and 9, respectively. And the Great American Music Hall, Mark Langan Band, Sean Wheeler, and Xander Schloss, and Torture Genies will be playing 8 and 9 o'clock. Lots of live music going on in the area. More music coming your way. Right now we're going to give Michael a little bit of a break and play some of our new music that we get here at KZSU. Right now you're tuned into 90.1 FM, KZSU Stanford. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour, we're going to give it over to Sunshine with Sunshine in the Afternoon, which is always an exciting show. This is KZSU Stanford.
Dad wrote four words on a tiny piece of paper. These are the stages you'll go through. He said shock, anger, and deep sadness. In time, acceptance will come too. Well, I wish I could fast forward the time. For that matter, rewind. And though you said that time was blind, now you're in a place that only exists in my mind. And I have this image of you leaning out the window, your lungs encapsulating smoke. But I would give everything to smell your cigarettes burning, 'cause your words were passive when you spoke. Me all the time. Your guiding hands lead mine. But I miss the stories that you tear and the knitted garments that you always used to wear. Well, I'm wearing nothing but your love. And I can honestly say that I think about you every day. And I have this image of you leaning out the window, your lungs encapsulating smoke. But I would give everything to smell your cigarettes burning, 'cause your words were passive when you spoke. House is empty, the shelves are bare, your presence felt, but you're not there. A glance where you sit, I mean, where you sat, I'm still readjusting, still getting used to that. No, you won't show up at my door. Wherever you are, I hope you find what you were searching for.
Michael, during our short break, we had a couple of questions. The phone, I'm telling you, the phone, it's hard for me to multitask and control the board with all these phone calls. But Dariana wants to know that, or ask you, besides traveling abroad, where does your inspiration come from, especially being back at home? And her other question was, would you be willing to come to Santa Clara to perform?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm going to answer that second question first. Yes, 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 yes. I would love to come. I would perform on the street, and especially wherever I'm invited. And then I guess firstly, or secondly, to answer that inspiration question, I feel a lot of it comes from feelings that I am experiencing in the moment. So I'll be fooling around on the guitar, and then I'll think of something. So maybe it's like one of my best friends, and I'll think about that person, and I'll say, hey, you know, I really love that person, and something might come from that, like, I know that they go through all these things, and as far as like life experiences or problems, or they're going through a transformation right now, and that kind of inspires me and makes me feel like I want to express this kind of energy that's inside of me, and I'll do that through the guitar, and it'll just kind of come. And definitely, I think love in general is like my inspiration, whether it's like a familial love or like a romantic sense of love, all of those things are, I think, embedded in my songs.
650-723-9010. If you have other questions for Michael, we hope that he still has the willingness to share a couple more of his songs. At least we have to the top of the hour, and then we're giving it up to Sunshine with Sunshine in the Afternoon to get you through your Wednesday hump day on KZSU Stanford. Michael, do you have any other songs for us?
I do. I was wondering if I could play a cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
What is the cover of?
So this is someone I idolize, Lady Gaga's Hair.
Okay. Take it away.
Whenever I'm dressed cool, my parents put up a fight. And if I'm hot shot, mom will cut my hair at night. And in the morning, I'm short of my identity. I scream, mom and dad, why can't I be who I want to be? To be. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to love me for who I am. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to know that I am my hair. I've had enough. This is my prayer, that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough. This is my prayer, that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough. I'm not a freak, I'm just here trying to stay cool on these streets. I've had enough, enough, enough. And this is my prayer, I swear I'm as free as my hair. As free as my hair. I'm my hair. I'm my hair. my friends can think that I'm dynamite. And on Friday at San Joaquin Memorial High School City Dance, I cut my bangs too high, but I don't stand a chance. A chance. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to love me for who I am. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to know that I am my hair. I've had enough, this is my prayer, that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough, this is my prayer, that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough, I'm not a freak, I'm just here trying to stay cool on these streets. I've had enough, 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 and this is my prayer. I swear I'm as free as my hair. I'm as free as my hair. I am my hair. I am my hair. Free as my hair. I just wanna be free. I just wanna be me. And I want lots of friends that invite me to their parties. And I don't wanna change. No, I don't wanna be ashamed. It's the spirit of my hair. It's all the glory that I bear. I am my hair, my hair. I am my hair and my hair. I am my hair and my hair. It's all the glory that I bear. I'm my hair, I'm my hair. And my hair and my hair. I am my hair and my hair. I am my hair, yeah, yeah. 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 I've had enough. This is my prayer that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough. This is my prayer that I'll die living just as free as my hair. I've had enough. I'm not a freak. I'm just here trying to stay cool on these Stanford streets. I've had enough, enough, enough. And this is my prayer. I swear I'm as free as my hair.
Michael Vang, phone is still going on and off. I'm trying to answer all the calls that I can. So in the meantime, I'm going to let one song go. As I continue to answer the phone, 650-723-9010. If you've got questions for Michael Vang, who's performing live right now on KZSU Stanford, that's 90.1 FM. Don't change the dial. Here's some new music coming your way until I catch up on all my phone messages.
Hidden by the roadside, flying by this thorny rose. May I be given all that grows me? Can you show me how to grow? Can you please show me? Though I may feel weak, may feel tender for the longing, still my backbone chose these burdens, chose the boulders to be shouldered. Yes, I chose them. And in the night, my eyes take on the thick of it, the cyclone screaming. Drowning in the wave of it, I keep my breath above of it, to breathe with all the heart of it, to breathe with all my I'm told to let it all unfold inside this heart, but wasn't told how sharp the thorns would pierce my throat when bloom was spoken. And though I may feel tender still to thorns, I shall surrender, whether cloaked in shapes I will mistake for stories made my own expense and often. My eyes take on the thick of it, the cyclone screaming wind of it, drowning in the wave of it, to keep my breath above of it, to breathe with all the heart 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 of it, to breathe with all my heart. So gentle
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
But KZSU Stanford.
They had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
KZSU Stanford had one of the best videos of all time. But right now we're listening to music. We're here with Michael Vang. Actually, that last one, some of our new music, one of our new CDs, that actually came from Ayla Nerio. She is also a Stanford alumna. So it's very interesting that, that Stanford has a kind of an interesting underground music thing going on. It's hard to see on the surface, perhaps, kind of representative, like the duck syndrome thing, you know, like on the top there's no music, everyone's peaceful, happy, and then underneath maybe people are writing songs in their dorm rooms all day, you know. I don't know. What do you think, Michael Vang?
Definitely. I think maybe this is just particular for Stanford, but I feel like maybe in general that's people express themselves in a quiet manner sometimes. And sometimes it's fantastic to show who you are to other individuals, and maybe that is through music. And I think it, particularly at Stanford, yes, I think there's a lot of talent here that is kind of underground that might go unnoticed. I know that a lot of my friends here are very passionate about certain things, and maybe their passion is in the arts, but they're studying engineering or some kind of science or math, and so you kind of do have that duct thing, these two different layers of
on the outside and what's happening underneath.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good transition into one of the questions I had over the break. Someone wanted to know whether or not you ever fearful sharing your music or sharing, you know, that part of yourself in a performance or with others at all.
Yes, all the time. I feel like I love being on stage, and it brings me so much joy. And I feel like that's where I belong. But at the same time, it's a constant, like, kind of fear, and I think that's what fuels the adrenaline, because it's a constant decision to choose courage, choose against that fear, and it is scary. And I noticed that, especially at my last performance, that I I gave a lot of who I was, but I knew there was like maybe 2% that I was holding back. And that 2% is like everything to me, you know, is losing myself in the moment. And so, yes, I do. I am fearful.
But you, you've, so far today, you've sounded like you've been very confident and collected, and music's been really interesting and really enjoyable to listen to. You know, do you have anything else to share with us today?
I do.
That would be great.
So this song is called Take What You Want.
Okay.
My sweet grace, kiss my lips one last time, pretend you're mine, 'cause you take this pain and run far away. Take what you want from me, take all you need. Fear destiny finds itself. All that I ever knew was a part of you. Are we just burning up, or are we in hell? Touching us, 'cause you take this pain and run far away. Take what you want from me, take all you need. In this fear, destiny finds itself. All that I ever knew was a part of you.
So much, Michael. I was so far you've played 5 songs, and I can't think back to which one's my favorite. They're all kind of a little different from each other, but at the same time kind of very soft and quiet. The Lady Gaga one, you got excited on that one, but no, they're all very pretty, and it's hard for me to stand back, sit back here and think that you've only been playing and singing, performing in this type of performance for only a year. A little bit more than a year, but just by a quarter or so. But that is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. You say that your life is this is kind of your purpose is performance, whether that's music on stage or drama or theater. And do you have plans, you know, after school to get to take the next step? I know we're starting a band and everything, but I'm going to be honest with you and be upfront. I don't know if I'd be able to commit to something like that right off the bat until we get our backup dancers. You know, Leslie's going to audition, is what she said. But do you have like serious plans after post graduation, or even, you know, at Stanford taking more time off?
So yes and yes. I think my plan is really not a plan, in that I definitely see my future in a very open-ended way, and I know that I had thought about going to an MFA program for acting, and like maybe that would be fantastic. But also, I am very open to this idea that life will take me where I need to go, where my soul needs to go. And I think that might mean taking off time at Stanford. That might mean graduating. That might mean going to school. That might mean, you know, pursuing this music full time for the rest of my life in our band, Maddie K, with our backup dancer, Leslie.
With Leslie, yeah. We hope. If she's good. I bet she is, though. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Plan is not having a plan, but that is in and of itself the next step. And what you have in mind? That's really cool. I know a lot of seniors, a lot of people graduating, are quite unsure about what their next step is, their next plan. And it's unsettling at times. But knowing that, I don't know, kind of things happen for a reason, and there is like this, there is a plan.
Yeah.
Without you having a definitive plan, that's somewhat comforting, more comforting, I think. Mm. And that's great. And you've shown what little you can do in such, or what big things you can do in such little time, excuse me. So that's great. And really thank you and appreciate your time today, spending time with us at underneath Memorial Auditorium, KZSU Studio B. I had to get Studio B today. Exclusive studio for this live performance, but thank you callers for calling in and asking questions, and we're going to leave you with one track, and Michael Vang, what are your final words?
Love the world, and thank you so much, Maddie K.
No problem. Thank you, Michael, and do the best to love the world.